This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We're going to try to fit in as much of the prep that we have here as possible on the way. The state immigration bills. Some states are upset that the federal government isn't doing enough, in their opinion, to curb immigration, so you've got some draconian anti-freedom legislation being passed along the border. We'll give you the latest on that. Plus, a story from the BBC, a mother, she's scared. Scared for smokers. She wants to give them plastic cups with lids on them. We'll explain why. All coming up, 800-259-9231. But first, yes. We go to Jason with a story about a man who was spending, 24 years of his life in prison for no reason.
That's right. This fellow's name is Alan Krautzer. And this actually happened locally here in Florida. You see, in 1979, Krautzer, he was convicted of a robbery. He was sent away. And he'd been out of prison for about a month before being implicated in the July 1981 robbery and rape of two women, one of which was 12 years old.
Ooh.
Mm.
An all-white jury convicted him, and he was sentenced to more than 100 years in prison.
Jury of your peers, huh?
As you could surmise, Alan Krautzer is not white.
Right.
Now, DNA evidence. It exonerated him, October 2005. But you see, he's not getting compensated for it. Currently, there's no program in place by which they would compensate people who have been imprisoned illegally, especially for 24 freaking years.
Wow.
And
that's almost my entire lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Longer than I've been alive. And this fella, you see, that robbery I mentioned earlier, now that was a felony. Now they're going to propose a bill by which they will compensate people who were imprisoned wrongfully.
Okay.
But nice idea.
But if they have a prior felony, they're not getting a freaking dime.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, why would that matter?
Because they're felons.
That's
right. And felons don't have rights. Don't you know anything? Felons are bad people.
If you've been
for all time, if they were bad once, they're always going to be bad.
Well, if they were, if they didn't do what it was that they said that they did, then it doesn't matter whether they had been convicted.
But they did it the first time.
That's right.
And they're
bad. And because of that robbery,
ridiculous.
Because of that robbery he committed when he was probably 18, 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
He's now not going to be compensated.
Wow.
For the 24 years of his life that were stolen.
They're just letting him out. Hey, there you go, buddy.
And now he's a janitor and he makes less than $300 a week.
Wow. Less than $300?
Yeah.
Holy man. How do you live on that?
You don't.
Barely. Wow. Probably living with his mom.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, I don't know. 24 years in jail. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being in jail for 24 years, getting out and being an innocent man on those charges?
Yeah.
You didn't rape the 12-year-old. Somebody else did. You've been vindicated, and that's got to be a good feeling. It's got to be a good feeling to get out of jail.
Sure, but now you're a 45-year-old man with
right.
your freedom instead of a 20-year-old man with your freedom
right.
and your whole life ahead of you.
And a pretty messed up 45-year-old, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, sure. I'll say.
I don't think that you learn too many good skills in jail. I know that there are work programs. However, I mean, do you really get the opportunity to hone your craft while you're in jail? I mean, he's getting out of jail essentially as a 19-year-old with the skill level of a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
He missed out on those 24 years of being able to work his way up the ranks and
right.
you know, start his own business.
Reminds me of the Shawshank Redemption, where the old fella is released from prison.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to work at the grocery as a bag boy and
uses the bathroom at the same time every day.
Yeah. And he just can't deal.
Right.
I mean, after spending so long in the clink, how are you supposed to adapt to real life?
I don't know.
Very carefully.
I mean, I guess you would set up a life that's more structured. You know, you'd do the same things at the same time. If that's something that is, I don't see why it would be that hard.
One thing I would do is get the hell out of Florida. Hasn't
yeah.
been good to him so far.
No, it hasn't.
You can't afford to go anyplace else.
That's good. Well, you can always afford a Greyhound ticket, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm, it's true.
Sick story, man, and sorry to hear about that poor guy. At least he's out of jail.
True. He has his freedom now.
1-800, so-called.
Yeah.
He's still a felon, right? I mean, he's still got the restrictions
right.
that all felons
can't
have.
Can't carry a gun.
Can't
vote.
1-800-259-9231. We go to the phones. Your show. You take control. Keith in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yes, hello. I wanted to talk about Acts Chapter 10 because, honestly, I feel like you butchered that pretty badly.
Okay, give me a let us have it.
All right. In Acts Chapter 10, what happens is Peter does have a dream, a vision. He falls into a trance. And God says, and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. Therein were all manner of four-footed beasts. It's also important to note that he said four-footed there because there's other beasts that are two-footed.
Like of the earth.
No, like men. The word beast in fifth-day creation was mortal man. Adam was immortal man. There's Enosh. Look it up. Go to Strong's Concordance. Look up the word man. 582. Okay,
what's
but
the,
that's
does that mean
subject,
that
we... Here's the problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Peter's response is what's important. It said, and there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Common is defiled. Unclean is by the law. Those are statutes. Those are not ordinances that were nailed to the cross.
Can you translate? I don't understand the Bible speak. What?
Well, that's what you need to understand if you're going to help people out of our dilemma here in America, being run by Zionists. You know, I mean, you got to understand the Bible. That's the only way.
No,
out.
I refuse. I don't care enough. But go ahead, please translate.
You don't care enough. Well, that'll be your problem.
I got better books to read. I got important books to read.
You got a better book than the Bible to read.
Yeah, Harry Brown's "How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World," "Why Government Doesn't Work," Mary Ruart's books. Fantastic books with real value to them. But now, what
I'm
was?
I'm sad that you're someone who's never read the Bible.
I've read enough of it to know that I don't want to read any more of it. But go ahead. Can you translate what that means? I mean, what was you were saying, man? Which the sheep thing? Huh?
Yeah, well, that's right. God gave him a trance, and God does this. He gives us something that seems like a dilemma, something that just doesn't make sense, because of all men on the earth, Peter very well would have known if it was all right to eat any unclean foods. And he said, no, Lord, I've never eaten it. He's an apostle chosen by Christ.
Wait, now, unclean foods, created. What does that mean?
Well,
like, you haven't washed it?
No.
There are certain unclean beasts out there.
Like cows?
Look, nothing's pigs. Unclean of itself, like the Bible says, but to Israel, God made certain foods unclean. He made that in the law in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14.
Okay, so that's you guys are like the religious experts here, Manwich and Jason. What's the point here? I'm kind of like totally in the dark.
The point is you just babbled the same dispensational crap that they teach in all these churches, which is why we're under the
judgment of God.
That's
where I learned it.
Well, that's why we're under this judgment of God. I know. You went to churches who have fallen away. We're in the great falling away. They don't hear the law anymore.
So what is your interpretation of this? Does that mean that it's only about food?
Sir, Paul says, don't be an interpreter.
You know what? Paul never saw Jesus, and I don't care about anything he says.
Well, he did see Jesus.
When?
I'm mistaken.
When?
On the road to Damascus.
And he doesn't have two witnesses to verify this? Then that doesn't make it true.
Well, I won't argue, but he was in Arabia for 3 years with the resurrected Christ.
Okay.
And he was an apostle. And so was
so you're not going to interpret this for us? Because you've got to translate, man. People don't understand what you're talking about.
The law says if you're going to eat anything from the sea, it must have scales and fins.
So you do not eat shrimp?
No, I don't.
Because it would be against the Bible. You would go to hell if you ate shrimp. Is that what you're saying?
Look, I'm not the judge. What I'm telling you is what the law says. You know, you're young, and that's okay. I was young, too. I was
okay. I'm just trying to understand, man. What's the penalty? I mean, aren't there penalties prescribed for breaking God's law?
Well, that's why you should have read the Bible. Read Isaiah 65
and 66.
All right, fine.
Okay, yeah. I'm just asking you, man. I figured you might know.
I'll tell you. He said that those who consume the swine flesh and the wild mouth shall be ashamed. That means it's the second coming. They're going to find out they were deceived. They didn't understand the law, and they didn't know Christ, but they thought they did, and they used his name every Sunday.
Okay, so what else can I not eat? I can't eat shrimp, lobster,
crabs.
Yep. You can't eat pigs.
Can't eat pigs.
Cloven hooves.
Well, that's the last thing I'd eat. They don't even have sweat glands. You talk about parasites. You talk
they
about...
They taste good. Oh, they're delicious. I assure you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's really funny. The Arabs were originally Ishmaelites.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were descendants of Abraham, too, but they mixed with Turkish Mongols. They're also Canaanites, as are the Ashkenazi Jews of Europe. Now, both those don't eat pigs, and it's perfectly lawful for both of them to eat pigs. But
I think I'm going to fry up some bacon during the break. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. Yes, there are actually people that don't eat certain things because some old book tells them so. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Visit our listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com and see people from all around the world. Over 1,200 of our listeners have plotted themselves via a little digital push pin on our listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself. You plug in your name, your location, even your quote that you want to go along with your entry, and a photo of yourself if you like. Map.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
freetalklive.org.
So we just learned, as I understand it, that Jesus doesn't love you unless you, Jesus does not love you if you eat shrimp or bacon.
Well, he said that you would be ashamed on Judgment Day.
Yes.
And Judgment Day is the thing that really, it just baffles the crap out of me. I can't imagine a fair and just God out there in the heavens,
mm-hmm.
That I've been taught of, that at the end of time... You
they
know,
say he's fair and just, right?
That's what we're told.
Okay.
You know, this is the same guy that, the same God that said, I want to slaughter every man, woman, and child down to the sheep in the city of Ai when the... I mean, you know, he was serious Old Testament business.
Oh, yeah. He smote everyone in Canaan.
Mm. They had to die.
Even little children.
Oh, every man, woman, child, everything. Men got in trouble for saving sheep.
Yeah. That deity did some serious smiting in the Old Testament.
But he changed his ways, right?
No, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I thought he changed in the New Testament.
He didn't change. He's the same.
Although, when talking to certain Christians, they'll say, oh, no, it's a new covenant. When Jesus came down and was crucified, that's the new deal.
Well, you know, and at the end of time, I'm going to have to stand before this guy who's fair and just, and I'm going to have to explain, look, God, you know, I didn't realize, I didn't know, you know, I mean, I studied religion, I studied Christianity, I studied several other religions, I tried to get a real idea of what was going on, I thought I had a grasp of it. You know, it seems a little unfair to me that you put 63 books of the Bible, and then there were a bunch of them were left out, and I didn't know who wrote the Bible. There were 47 guys involved, and then there was the Council of Nicaea. You know, and I was confused, God. Sorry.
Should have had faith, jerk.
Sorry, man. Listen to Kevin. You're going to hell because you didn't listen to those preachers who told you that such and such was true. I just can't imagine.
Yeah, how are you supposed to... I mean, how are you, honestly, as somebody that's sort of on the outside at this point,
you are.
And I was raised as a Presbyterian. How are you supposed to pick and choose which religion has got it right? I mean, how are you supposed to know? Is it Kevin in Indiana that's got it right? Is it Manager?
He may very well. I mean, he's got his stuff put together just as well as any other denomination.
Just as well as Gene Ray does.
Oh, yeah. Gene Ray in the Time Cube. I mean, he's not an unlearned man.
How are you supposed to
know? But there are people
know?
Out there that believe, like I do, the Pauline... Gospels just aren't true.
Yeah? The way I see it, God's just a bastard. God's a real bastard.
He's the Christian God that we have been taught from being little on up.
He's essentially Jack Palance. I can't remember the name of the movie, but there's some kid on the ground. There's a gun about a foot away from his hand. Jack Palance has the gun pointed at the kid's head saying, "Go on, kid. Pick up the gun." "Oh, I don't want to pick up the gun, mister. You'll shoot me." "Pick up the gun." That's what God has done with all these temptations here on earth.
Well, that's kind of what the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil was like. It was like the gun.
Exactly.
And God's holding it there.
Exactly.
You know, you eat of this one, you're going to die. And, well, I mean, it's not like he pointed at the rest of the trees and said, "Well, here, just this tree of life." You know, he didn't sell the rest of them, but this one. It had a little sizzle to it, you know what I mean? And then along comes the serpent, and because of what Eve did, I have to live in sin for the rest of eternity?
Hey, doesn't make any sense. Came out of his rib.
I guess.
Aiding and abetting.
But believing what's going on in Genesis is just nuts.
It is.
I mean, these are just legends.
It's just a book.
The Noah thing's what I love to go back to, because it's, I mean, you can mathematically prove that this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Well, we had actually addressed the Noah thing, and you pointed out that it's physically impossible for this amount of rain to happen. And
where's the water now?
Well, the believer says that essentially that they just make it up on the fly, basically, that there was a big tarp full of water.
It's in the Bible that there was a...
The firmament.
There's a canopy over the mm-hmm. earth.
Right, but then the water just disappeared.
No,
because he's God,
firmament.
Right? I mean, if you accept that he's God, then you can accept that he can just generate and he can destroy physics and just generate and destroy water at his pleasure, right?
Well, he certainly could.
Right.
He's
God.
It doesn't seem like he does.
To get out of all your science stuff.
He doesn't do that on a pretty regular basis. I mean, how the dinosaur bones get hidden in there and all that stuff. It's just
Satan put them there.
Yeah.
Did you hear that one?
Satan can't create or destroy. Satan
no.
is an angel.
That's right.
According to the Christian religion.
Hmm.
Of one of four angels mentioned in the Bible.
Well, wait a minute.
Two good ones, two bad ones.
So God sent him to hell. Is that right?
Not in hell. No, he's at this point. God created hell for Satan and his minions at the time. One third of the angels that Satan
wasn't exactly hell though, as hell is taught as it was taught to me, anyways.
See, this is why I don't read this. This is why I don't read the Bible, because I've got you guys, and I can just ask you all kinds of questions. You both went to religious schools, and you both really know the stuff. And just
reading the
dangerous
Bible, amounts is what we
reading
know.
The Bible. So
yeah,
boring.
Very dangerous.
It's so boring. It's the old flowery language, and it's hard to understand.
Well, if you jump in the middle at if you jump in at Leviticus, Numbers, or Deuteronomy, you're going to have a lot of problems getting through.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's some rough stuff.
Have you read the whole thing?
I have read the whole thing 7 times.
And wow.
You got me beat.
Jason, how about you?
Because I had nothing better to do.
I've never sat down and read it cover to cover.
Yeah.
But I've read pretty much all of it at one point or another.
Was it worth your while?
I'll tell you, there are a lot of very entertaining stories in there. What's his name? I can't remember his name. The talking ass.
The Balaam and his talking ass.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, when your donkey's talking to you, you better listen to it.
Or maybe your dwarves are talking to you. 1-800-259-9231.
If a donkey talks to me, I'm going to do whatever it says. Whatever it says.
All right, here's the news from the BBC. Jillian Taylor, 37, from Livingston, is angry that bars are forcing smokers to leave their drink glasses unattended while they go outside for a cigarette. It's the bars that are forcing people to go outside and smoke cigarettes.
Right, not the law.
Not the smoking ban. The mother of three, whose drink was spiked last year, warned more women would become victims under the ban. Anti-smoking campaigners welcomed the idea of plastic cups for smokers. Ms. Taylor, an administrator from some place and wherever, she said she was outraged to see a sign outside of some bars banning people from taking drinks outside. So, and that's actually a law as
that's
well.
That's ordinance.
Yes, it is.
Right.
You can't take a glass drink outside.
Exactly. Because
dangerous.
Well, because the bar isn't a vending establishment. It's an establishment that simply sells drinks for on-premises use, and that's it. So those are laws that are here in the States as well.
Right. So the idea is to take a plastic cup outside so you can, stoop, you can...
No, the idea is to have a plastic cup so you can leave it inside with a cover on top of it, so it'll be more difficult for someone to come and spike your drink.
Nuts. Then you just drop whatever it is you're spiking down the straw, and then you have a built-in shaker with the cap on it.
Well, I presume that it'll be more noticeable if someone is shaking the drink, or maybe it won't fit down the straw. Maybe the pill's too big or something like that. I don't know what she's thinking, but people are agreeing with her. It's just one law on top of another. You've got the smoking ban law on top of the law that doesn't allow you to go outside with your drink. And now, to fix all of these problems that these laws have created, they're calling for yet another one. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up absolutely anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
I'm Dr. Hunter for your health. Rheumatoid arthritis. What is it? And where does it affect you on the body? I'll be right back, you guessed it, after these messages.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Rheumatoid arthritis. It affects the tissue around the joint. That's called the synovial membrane. And it becomes inflamed. And over time, this inflammation will actually destroy the joint tissue, leading to disability. What causes rheumatoid arthritis? Hey, nobody knows, but the research is ongoing. But there's something wrong with the person's immune system. It's abnormal for some reason. Don't know why. The major symptoms are pain, stiffness, and swelling of the joints of hands, wrists, elbows, and feet all at one time, usually, not just one joint. There's no laboratory test that can diagnose it. And the treatment, it's a long-lasting disease. It can be controlled, but not cured. I'm Dr. Hunter for your health.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 100,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting, and it's totally free. Fun stuff, serious issues, all discussed. BBS.FreeTalkLive.com. Get you right to it. BBS.FreeTalkLive.com. So, coming up, we'll tell you about the draconian, restrictive state immigration laws that are looking at being passed here. But we're still talking about this story from the BBC about a woman that has proposed a new law to mandate, that people have, smokers, be issued plastic cups with tops on them. So, therefore, when they have to go out for a cigarette and they're at the bar, they can leave their little plastic cup there on the counter or on their table, and they can go out and smoke cigarettes, and they'll feel safer that no one's spiking their drink at that point with Rufinol or whatever it is you spike drinks with.
I thought it was called Rehypnols.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Mickey's. Yeah. And so we're going to the phones on this one, because ladies come first, and very strange odds tonight. Oh, no, it's not a lady. Excuse me. It's Loretta the man. Loretta, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Texas.
I am completely outraged.
Is that right?
Yeah. When I'm smoking my Kent 100s, and I got to sit there with a sipper top with my Colt 45... It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
Well, now, wait a minute, Loretta. You can't, the law will say that you cannot sit there with the drink. You can't bring the drinks outside, so you'll have to be outside smoking your, whatever it is you smoke.
Kent 100.
Yeah.
Mediums.
Kent 100 mediums. You're making these up. I've never heard of Kent 100 mediums.
No, 45.
There really are Kents.
I know there are Kents.
Listen to this. I'm a respectful, responsible, prominent woman. And when
like
I'm
it.
Sitting in a bar smoking my hundreds, I want to go outside and have a drink. Now, they tell me I can't bring my plastic cup outside the bar.
That's what they're telling you.
And this is the BBC.
How many bars have you ever seen people bringing any drinks out of?
Plenty of them.
Really?
In
oh, yeah, I'm in the bars all night, so I'm bringing the drinks outside.
In glasses?
Flasks.
Now, I've been to a bar where they have an outdoor portion. But I don't believe that you're allowed to leave that outdoor portion.
Right.
You're not allowed to leave the premises.
You know what's ridiculous? I'm trying to kill myself by means of cigarettes, and the state won't let me.
Well, I mean, you can still smoke as many cigarettes as you want, just not in the bars.
Yeah, but can I have my liquor and my smokes at the same time?
No, according to the do-gooders out there, the nannies in America, no, you cannot.
Why is the BBC regulating United States law anyway?
Well, they're not. They're just reporting on some busybody woman in Britain who wants to pass new laws, because that's how it
maybe
works.
The BBC should stay with talking about the governor.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Thanks, Loretta. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tim in Kansas City.
She sounded hot.
Listening on KCXL. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
not
Tim.
Too bad.
Great. What's up?
I'm not calling to talk about what Loretta was talking about, however, that was quite interesting.
Oh, yes.
I'm just driving along tonight, and I'm just curious, because in the earlier issue that you guys were discussing about Christianity, and I definitely do not believe that Christ is opposed to us eating, you know, different animals, whatever. I think
according to the guy that called earlier, you're going to go to hell.
Well, not according to the Bible I read, but that's fine. That's fine.
What if you've got it wrong? What if he's right and you're wrong?
Let him make his point, and then we'll berate him about his religion. Please, go ahead.
No, I find this very entertaining. It's keeping me awake. What concerns me is when I hear you guys talk about Christianity, it sounds like there's some anger.
Oh, yeah.
Manwich, are you angry?
I am absolutely so angry at my mother having sent me to Christian school and maybe go to Sunday school and learn all that, I consider to be nonsense.
Absolutely. And I want to sympathize with you guys. I went to a Catholic grade school, and I got picked out of my chair by my hair in third grade.
Yeesh. Oof.
I'm now bald, and I do have a lawsuit pending, but I'm 40 years old now.
Are you kidding?
I don't see any money.
Wait.
No, I am totally kidding about the money. I'm not kidding about being picked out of my chair by my hair.
I believe that. That's sick.
But I guess all I'm saying is that, you know, on behalf of Christians, I'd just like to apologize and say, you know, if there has been something in the past, I mean, that's, in essence, that's why Christ had to die for me, is because I am a hypocrite. You know, I'm not perfect. I need a Savior, and I have mistreated people. And it sounds like you guys have experienced that, and that's possibly where some of this anger is coming from.
Well, at least in my case, where the anger is directed not at Christianity, and not all Christians. It's the Christians who would wish to change the way I live my life based on what they believe.
Sure.
The ones that want to essentially legislate their beliefs and enforce them on others.
Yeah.
And I realize that there's a lot of Christians out there that are of the libertarian bend, that they just want to believe what they want to believe, and they would never consider forcing their beliefs on others by law. However, it's the ones out there that are pounding at the pulpit, that are demanding that we have new laws passed to regulate people's behavior. Those are the ones that make Christianity look bad, and unfortunately, they all claim to be Christians.
Sure. Sure,
and we have to be sort of opinionated to be any darn fun on the air, and I appreciate the apology that you made on behalf of all Christians.
Oh yeah, that's why.
But I have a lot of questions that involve facts, you know,
sure.
Like none of those, they're not really addressable, you know.
Sure. Yeah, it ultimately comes down to a leap of faith, and I'm really impressed
by the
fact that you would take the time to read the Bible seven times and research it for yourself before you would formulate an opinion. I'm very impressed by that.
Well, thank goodness, man, you're here to impress people.
I'm not sure that I was reading it. At the time that I was reading the Bible, I believed every word that was in it.
Sure.
Well, do you have any other thoughts for us, Tim?
I don't.
Thank you, sir.
Glad you're out there, man. We appreciate you listening. 800-259-9231.
The kind of Christians you like.
Yep, he's a good Christian. He just heard us tearing it up on the air, and he was able to come on and talk to us in a calm, collected manner.
Yep, would be the term.
Humble, almost.
Blessed.
Yep.
Blessed is Tim, for he shall inherit the earth.
Well, I do love those Beatitudes. Those are some good stuff.
Well, now, he was a real Christian, right? Because he was being like Jesus. He wasn't threatening lawsuits against us. He wasn't threatening to pass laws to demand that we be taken off the air, that sort of thing.
Well, Jesus didn't have a bunch of people following him around for no reason at all. He was he was the kind of guy that could move men.
He was a rebel. He hated the banks.
So, you know what I liked?
I'm not real fond of the money changers these days either.
Yeah. I really liked it last night when we asked that the gentleman that called in, what would Jesus do about the immigrants? And he was just dumb. He didn't know what to say to that. Well, state legislatures think they know what to do. According to according to the Washington Post, state legislature is considering hundreds of proposals dealing with illegal immigration. Apparently, in Arizona, the House has passed a proposal to set fines and other penalties for companies that hire undocumented workers. The bill has failed in previous years, expected to win Senate approval within days. And, of course, that means there's going to be more control over how you get to run your business if you live in that particular state. And it's likely that a lot of these ideas may actually make it onto a nationwide basis, as these things have just overwhelming support And because, hey, if the majority wants it, it must be a good idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
800.
There was a time when the majority wanted to see black people as slaves.
1-800-259-9231. We'll tell you more on this illegal immigration thing coming up. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, man, what's
up? Join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, meaning they prove in the picture that they listen to Free Talk Live. We put them up on our website. That's the Shrine of Female Listeners. All right, so we're talking immigration. There's a bunch of proposals on the table on the border states because they're angry that the federal government hasn't so-called done enough to restrict the flow of immigrants across the borders. So now they're going to take it into their own hands with ideas like an 80-mile fence and a multi-million-dollar radar system along the Mexican border, which allegedly will slow the
Mexidar.
And apparently another bill would require police to check the citizenship of anyone who stopped for a traffic offense. Now, how's that going to work? How is it that you can check someone's citizenship?
Well, you're going to have your papers.
That's right.
But the license, I guess if you have a license, that makes you a citizen. But around, as far as I knew, if you don't have a license, you can't get arrested for not having a license. They can give you a ticket, and then you have to essentially show them later on that you have a license, and you get the charges dropped, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Would this change that? Would this make it so that if you did not produce identification, that you could be arrested? Wouldn't they have to?
It sounds like it to me. I don't know. You're talking about things that I just don't have to deal with.
Well, let's go to a man who is in a border state. It's Mike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, I'm in the eye of the storm here, that's for sure.
Mike, what do you think? If they pass this bill that would require the police to check citizenship if someone stopped for a traffic offense, if you don't have your driver's license, should you be arrested?
No, and that's obviously getting into dangerous territory.
Wait, why not? What if you're an illegal immigrant?
Well, I think you have to have more suspicion than just that your taillight is out.
Driving while brown. That's not suspicious enough?
Well, unfortunately, the authoritarian types are going to use the very situation that they've created in order to justify police state measures like a national ID card or this kind of measure. But let me see how well you guys have thought your position through.
Okay.
Do you guys believe that a Second Amendment or a right to keep and bear arms is important to a free state?
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
Okay, good. I kind of thought so.
To the point that I think you should be able to have a howitzer in your front yard.
I agree. And then when I was a kid, this dates me, I saw in magazines there are actually ads for howitzers in the backs of magazines.
Good times.
Yeah, they're long gone. But now, how many of your illegal friends believe as you do?
I don't know.
Believe in
don't
believe
you think
in gun
it'd be
freedom?
A good, believe in freedom. Don't you think it'd be a good idea if you kind of got a clue as to what their thoughts were on how to compose a society before you just let them in by the millions?
Well, I think that I'm already completely surrounded by socialists.
Yeah, how could it be worse?
Yeah. And I think that freedom, hopefully, will be its own education.
Yeah, well,
I understand where you're coming from. In Mexico, a .45 is considered a military weapon and is illegal.
Right. So this is my greatest fear. I mean, you guys, after you took a shot at me after you disconnected me,
and I think I gave you a compliment too,
and said I'm I was a racist, which is not even close to the truth. My greatest fear is that I don't care what color these people are. My greatest fear is that these people will come in and pull the levers for the socialist state, for gun control, for all the things.
It's already here, man.
Well,
we have the socialist state. We have gun control. I mean, how can it get worse?
I can't. I'm sorry.
It can get a lot worse.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
I cannot imagine Mexican people voting against gun rights. Can you? Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, these are the people that love to go out in the middle of the street and celebrate New Year's by shooting in the air.
Isn't it possible that one of the reasons they left Mexico might be because they wanted to acquire more gun freedom?
I think you have at least two different distinct populations within the Mexicans. I think you have a lot of the northern Mexicans who are very similar to American culture, at least mm-hmm. they've adopted a lot of it. But then a lot of the southern Mexicans, they hate Norte Americanos. They think of themselves as God children, these Aztec descendants.
Mm-hmm.
These people have very different thoughts than a lot of their countrymen from different parts of Mexico.
Sure, just like there's people in this country that hate Mexicans, and they have different thoughts from some people in this country.
Right, and being that those God children, the folks who are descended from the Aztecs, feel that way, chances are they're not going to be coming to America anyways.
Oh, but you're wrong. These are the very people who are putting the signs out that say we need to shoot Americans with M16s. We need to blow Americans away. In Spanish, of course, so most Americans can't read them.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys better get a clue as to what's going on here, because you got big money. You got the big tax exempt foundations who are spending big bucks to organize these people, and instill in them the idea that they are entitled to a big chunk of the southwest of this country.
Mike, I understand where you're coming from, and I understand your concerns here. However, what you're talking about, and you acknowledged at the beginning of your call that the result of all of these calls for control on immigration is going to result in more of a police state in America. And so you've either got, there's two directions we can go in. We can go towards freedom, or we can go towards more control, and that's what these anti-immigration people are advocating.
Well, the laws already on the books that have been there a long time are not being enforced. They weren't enforced under Clinton. They weren't enforced under either Bush. And all I'm calling for is for actual enforcement of existing laws. We don't need a Patriot Act. We don't need this other garbage because of phony acts of terrorism that are actually you know, caused by the NSA.
Mike, as always, we appreciate hearing from you, man. Chime in some other time. 800-259-9231. You can take control even in these remaining moments. This is your show. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for one, two, four people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. If you want to get a call in, now's the time to do it. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can amp the show. Advertise, market, promote. That's what AMP stands for. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. Everything we give you on our website is totally free. So this is above and beyond that. This is just a voluntary option for you to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, get out to more internet listeners. It's working. It's effective. We have over 220 of our listeners that are amplifiers. Amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the classic archives, as well as the amplifier-only call-in line and more. Plus, when we reach our goal, we'll reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. Get all the details. Amp.freetalklive.com. Manwich, I think you had some final thoughts for Mike in Arizona. We just got off the phone with him. He said that we got to be careful. We can't let these immigrants in here. The southern Mexicans are Aztecs. They're going to come in with M16s and kill us all and vote socialist.
You know, and I've heard the fear-mongering as far as, you know, us, all of us getting the mumps and tuberculosis and polio and all that stuff being brought back in because of the immigrants. And I'm not saying that none of these things are valid. I don't believe they are. But I'm not trying to invalidate that. All I want to say is that I think that sort of fear-mongering probably went on when we were talking about freeing the slaves.
Sure.
And I really do believe that this is an issue of freedom. They want to come here and make better lives for themselves. As long as we don't give them free welfare, don't require hospitals to service people who don't pay, and we stop our aggressive foreign policy in other lands.
All of those ideas are great, and that's what we want to see happen here on Free Talk Live. However, we're talking about a major paradigm shift for all Americans.
It would be.
Before we can even get to that point, which is why this whole immigration conversation is so difficult to have with
it
people.
It is very difficult.
Because there's
a lot of ifs in my world.
They're used to the socialism. And they believe it should stay that way because that's the way it is.
But one thing that's certainly bad is having these illegal aliens being in illegal status, because all that does is breaks up the supply and demand chain in the labor market.
And Mike said he wants the existing laws to be enforced. I say forget about that. Just like the people that claim they want the existing gun laws to be enforced. No, just get rid of the laws and let's go back to freedom. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hey, Brett. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I know we don't have too much time, but I just wanted to call in. Basically, Iowa just banned those touch play machines, those gambling machines, and you know, gas stations and stuff like that.
Really? I've never seen one of these, so I'm not really sure what it is.
Just like the video slot machines and
video poker. Okay.
Yeah. And anyway, so it went into effect today, and it's pretty terrible. Bunch of people are losing business because of it.
Really?
There was a guy on TV who was a distributor of these machines who has actually gone bankrupt, and all of his employees are out of jobs now because of this ban.
Yeah, and how about the business owners? And I mean, usually industry equipment is really expensive. I mean, I can't imagine how much one of these machines costs. It's probably not cheap, probably several thousand dollars.
Yeah,
how about all the business owners that invested their hard-earned money into these machines, trying to give their clients something to, you know, to do, to amuse themselves with?
Actually, my dad was one of them. He has some of those machines in his business as well. So, I mean, it's affecting my family, so...
Do they have to be removed from the premises, destroyed? What do you do with the old machine?
I'm not quite sure, actually.
See if you can find that out, Brett.
To the government.
See if you can find out what you have to do with your old machine, and let us know. Thanks, dude. 800, hey, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Hey, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.